I'll just make a couple of remarks, and then we'll hear the lecture by Prabhupada. This Govardhan Puja and Srila Prabhupada's disappearance this time of year, these 3 days here, is like the heaviest time of the year. The month of Damodar, it's like a super heavy time. And I remember I was here when Prabhupada left in 1977, and the temple president then called us all down to the temple room. He had been with Prabhupada a few weeks before in Vrindavan. He's a really good devotee. He got the news first from somebody in New York. Everything was by phone then. So he called us all down. It was a very heavy occasion. You can tell by reading the words of Narottam Das Thakur in that song, I'll break my head against a stone and enter into fire, because I can't, not having obtained the association of Lord Gauranga and his associates, they've all gone back to the spiritual world, leaving me here. It's like in the Dhammadharastika, in the third verse, there's a statement that the childhood pastimes of Krishna drowned the inhabitants of Vrindavan in pools of ecstasy. So who knows? We don't even know what a drop of spiritual ecstasy feels like. I mean, we probably might have had a little taste, once or twice, but generally, we really don't know what the spiritual ecstasy is, never mind drowning in pools of it. So similarly, we don't know, we have experience of like a mother or father leaving their body, or a child, maybe somebody has experience of that, child leaving their bodies, and this is very sad, the saddest occasion we can think of in this world. But the, you know, the emotion of intimate associate of Krishna and losing the association of their spiritual master, the guru, is as intense as the ecstasy is of, you know, meeting Krishna, being here for Bhakta Gopis or Bhakta Mother Yashoda meeting Krishna, and have some idea, inkling of the feeling that they feel. So on the other side, the intensity of the separation from the spiritual master is that much on the other side. It's equally a spiritual feeling. And so in our neophyte condition, we don't really feel that strongly in either direction, but we hear about devotees who have those very intense feelings that we can't even imagine. So anyways, this is something to be worked towards. We're working to try to become such good devotees that when something in situations like this, we'll actually feel with intensity the loss of our spiritual mind. Of course, now Prabhupada's been gone for apparently gone in a physical form for 37 years, which is, we're a new generation now. Everyone has their own guru, and so we should try to become such good disciples of our own spiritual master that we haven't, not that we're looking forward to leaving their body, but we should, if we can have that, some kind of intensity towards their service, that'll be our perfection as devotees. Okay, let's listen to the class.
And by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on December 9, 1968, in Los Angeles.
So, today is the disappearance of my Brahmanath. As I told you, that sadhava jivama marova. There was a nice story the other day I told you that a sage is giving different kinds of blessings to different types of persons. So to a king's son, a prince, he blessed Rajaputra Chiranjeevi, or you are king's son, prince, you live forever. And Muniputra, the son of a saintly person, he blessed him, Mahjiva Mahjiva, you don't live. Rajaputra Chiranjeevi, Muniputra, Mahjiva.
Up, up, up.
Sadhu, devotee, he blessed him. Jivova Marova, either you live or you die. I will die. And there was a butcher. He blessed him, Ma jiva mara, you don't die, don't eat. These words are very simple that I already explained, still I'm explaining. The prince is enjoying sense, that's all. He has got enough facility for sense enjoyment. So his next life is hell is. Because if you indulge in sex life, then Krishna will give you facility to have sex life 3 times in an hour. Just like the pigeons, the monkey, the sparrows, they're very sexually strong. You have seen it. So the facility is given. So prince the order that after sense enjoyment. So he is blessed that better you live forever, because after your death you do not know what is going to happen to you. You are going to get a hellish life. Better you live for some time. Go on with your enjoyment. And Muniputra, Mahajiva, Brahmachari, working under the guidance, under strict disciplinary guidance of his spiritual master, he is blessed Mahajiva. The who better guy? Because you are so trained to enter into the kingdom of God, so why should you take so much trouble? Better you die and go back to God. Mahajiva. And a devotee, he blessed. Jivova Marova, my dear devotee, either you live or die, the same. And the Buddha, he blessed him, Ma Jiva Mama. You don't live, don't die. What is to do? The living condition is so abominable. From the morning he has to slaughter so many animals, leave the blood stained, the heart be seen. That is his life. So what a horrible life this is. So don't live. And don't die also. Because after death, he's going to live in so much hellish condition. Nobody can describe. So both life, living condition and death after death, his condition is very hard. Anyway, apart from others, the devotee, for him, appearance and disappearance is the same thing. Just like when my spiritual master appears at Jagannath Puri, he was the son of a very big government of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He was a magistrate, government officer. And in those days, the magistrate is a big officer in the government, practically next to government. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur was in charge of the Jagannath temple. That is the system in Jagannath Puri. The manager in charge of the temple is the district magistrate. So there was Ratha Yatra festival, and the car was passing in front of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's house. Bhaktivinoda Thakur's name was Kedarnath Doctor. When he was magistrate, he was known as King Dutt, Kedarnath. So the car stopped before his house, and At that time, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, a child in the lap of his mother, the mother took the opportunity of riding on the car. He was Majesty's wife, so he had the facility. Immediately, people gave her a way to go in on the top of the car and place the child on the lotus feet of Jagannath, and there were many garlands. One garland fell upon him. Bhakti Siddhanta said, blessing. This was one of the there were so many other things. When he was a child, 2-3 years old, he ate one mango fruit which was kept for offering to the deity. So his father mildly rebuked him, "Oh, you have done very wrong thing. It was meant for deity and you have taken it. You should not have done it." The child was 2 or 3 years old. He took it so seriously. So never after that he took mango. Whenever we offered him mango, he said, "No, I am offended. I cannot take it." He was thinking like that. Never in his life he took a mango. He was thinking that I offended in my childhood by taking the mango of the deity. But this is the characteristic of acharya. They teach by their life action that one should be so much determined that one should not be a child took the mango, there is no offense. But he took that vow. Another instance in my presence, at that time we are also young men, and one of my god brothers, his name is Dr. Aur Bihari Kapoor. He is now retired in Vrindavan, last time I saw. He was also young man, and when his wife was also young. So we were sitting together talking with Guru Maharaj, and the girl proposed, "My dear master, I want to speak with you." So Guru Maharaj said, "Yes, you can talk what you like." So she said, "I want to talk with you secret, not in the presence of everyone." The Guru Maharaj said, "No, I cannot talk with you secretly. You can talk in the presence of my all other disciples." So, in that girl was just like the granddaughter. By age calculation, he refused to talk with a young woman in a secret place. These are the instances. So, in his life, he was Akhanda Brahmachari. Bhaktivinoda Thakur had many other sons, and he was the fifth son, and some of his other brothers also, they did not marry, and my Guru Maharaj, he also did not marry. From the childhood, he is Sikh Brahmacharya. Bhakti Siddhanta Sri Goswami Maharaj, and he underwent very severe penances for starting this movement, worldwide movement. That was his mission. Bhaktivinoda Thakur wanted to do this. He, 1896, Bhaktivinoda Thakur wanted to introduce this Krishna consciousness to man by sending his this book, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his life and precepts. Fortunately, that year was my birth year, and by Krishna's arrangement, we came in contact. I was born in a different family. My Guru Maharaj was born in a different family. Who knew that I would come to his protection? Who knew that I would come in America? Who knew that you American boy will come to me? These are all Krishna's arrangements. We cannot understand how things are taking place. In 1936, today is 9th December, 1938, that means 32 years ago, in Bombay, I was then doing some business. All of a sudden, but perhaps on this day, sometime between 9 or 10 December, at that time Guru Maharaj was in this port, little, and was staying at Jagannath Puri on seashore. So I wrote him later, my dear master, your father and disciples, Brahmachari, Sannyasi, they are rendering you direct service, and I am a householder. I cannot be with you, I cannot serve you nicely, so I do not know how can I serve. Simply an idea, I was thinking of serving him. How can I serve him? So the reply was dated 13 December 1936. In that letter, he wrote, my dear such and such, I am very glad to see your letter. I think you should try to push our movement in English. That was his writing. And that will be good to you and to the people who help you. And that was his instruction. And then in 1936, on the 31st December, that means just after writing this letter, a fortnight before his departure, he passed. But I took that order of my spiritual master very seriously. But I did not think that I will have to do such and such thing. I was at that time a householder. But this is the arrangement of Krishna. If we strictly try to serve the spiritual master, his order, then Krishna will give us all facilities. That is the secret. Although there was no possibility, I never thought. But I took it little seriously by studying a commentary by Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur on the Bhagavad Gita. In the Bhagavad Gita, the verse Bhagavatamrita Rupi Rejya Purunanda, in connection with that verse, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur gives his commentary that we should take up the words from the spiritual master as our life and soul. we should try to carry out the instruction, the specific instruction of the spiritual master, very rigid, without caring for our personal benefit or loss. So, I tried a little bit in that spirit, but he has given me a facility to tell me things have come to this, say that in this old day I have come to your country and you are also taking this moment seriously, trying to understand it. We have bought some books now, so there is little foothold of this movement. Now on these occasions of my spiritual master's departure, and I am trying to execute his will. Similarly, I shall also request you to execute the same order to my will. I am an old man. I can also pass away at any moment. That is nature's law. Nobody can shake it. So that is not very astonishing. But my appeal to you on this auspicious day of departure of my Guru Maharaj, that at least to some extent you have understood the essence of Krishna consciousness movement, you should try to push it on. People are suffering for want of this consciousness. And we daily pray about devotee. Bhansa kalpatarubhascha kripa sindhu bhayavata patitanam pavani dhra vaishnavi dhanvanamo. The Vaishnava, a devotee of Lord, his life is dedicated for the benefit of the people. You know, most of you belong to Christian community. How Lord Jesus Christ, he says that for your sinful activities, he has sacrificed. That is the determination of devotee of the Lord. They don't care for personal comfort because they love Krishna or God. Therefore, they love all living entities because all living entities are in relationship with Krishna. So, similarly, you should love. This Krishna consciousness movement means to become Vaishnava and feel for the suffering humanity. So to feel for the suffering humanity, there are different angles of vision. Somebody is thinking of the suffering of the humanity from bodily conception of life. Somebody is trying to open hospital to give a relief to the disease condition. Somebody is trying to distribute foodstuffs in poverty-stricken countries or places. These things are certainly very nice. But actual suffering of the humanity is due to Krishna, lack of Krishna consciousness. These bodily suffering, they are temporary, neither they can be checked by the laws of nature. Suppose if you give some distribution of foodstuffs in some poverty-stricken country, that does not mean that this helps make solution of the whole problem. The real beneficial work is to invoke every person to Krishna consciousness. As soon as he comes to Krishna consciousness, the same example as I have given several times, that a rich man's son is loitering in the street, forgetting his father's opulence and property. And somebody out of sympathy giving him some food. But another person comes to him and says, "Oh, my dear boy, I know you are the son of such and such rich man. Why you are not in the street? Come on, I shall take you to your father." So, the gentleman takes that loitering boy to his father. The father is glad, and the boy inherits his father's property, and his whole problem of life becomes solved. This is a crude example. Similarly, all living entities, they are loitering within this universe, in different bodies, in different planets, and from time immemorial, without knowing that he belongs to the kingdom of God. He is the direct son of Krishna and God. If Krishna is the proprietor of everything, and he can enjoy his father's property, and these problems of material condition life automatically solved. That's why if you become a rich man, if you can possess millions of dollars, then your poverty is automatically solved. Similarly, if you become Krishna conscious, and if you act in that way, then all other problems in the material condition in life solved. So this is such a nice moment. Ankam sarupadi bhan mukhvishnami mati. The Bhagavad Gita says, Lord says, people suffering are due to his sinful activities. Ignorance is the cause of sinful activities. Just like a man does not know. Suppose a foreigner like me comes in America and he does not know, because in India, just like in your country, the car is driven from the right side. In India, I think in London also, the car is driven from the left side. So suppose he does not know, he drives the car on the left side and incurs some accident, and he is taken by the police custody, and if he says, "Sir, I did not know that here the car is driven from the right side," that does not make him excuse. The law will punish him. So ignorance is the cause of breaking the law or sinful activity. And as soon as you commit some sinful activity, you have to suffer as the result. So, the whole world is in ignorance, and due to ignorance, is complicated in so many actions and reactions, either good or bad. There is nothing good within this material world, everything is bad. So, we have manufactured something good and something bad. Here, because in the Bhagavad Gita we understand, this place is Dukkhalayam Asasam. This place is for misery. So how we can say, in miserable condition, how we can say that this is good or this is bad? Everything is bad. So those persons who do not know the material condition and diet, they manufacture something, this is good, this is bad, because they do not know everything here is bad, nothing good. one should be very pessimistic of this material world, then he can make advance in spiritual life. Dukkhalam matha. This place is full of misery, and if you study analytically, you find simply miserable things. Therefore, the whole problem is that we so give up our material conditional life, and in Krishna consciousness, we should try to elevate ourselves to the spiritual platform, and thereby be promoted to the kingdom of Godhead. Jagatyana nivartanti sadhyanam param. Where going, nobody comes back to this miserable world, and that is the supreme abode of the Lord. So there are descriptions in the Bhagavad Gita. So this Krishna consciousness movement is very important. Now, you American boys and girls who are taken to this movement, please take it more seriously, and that is the mission of Lord Chaitanya and my Guru Maharaj, and we are also trying to execute the will by deciding succession. You have come forward to help me. I shall request you all that I shall go away, but you shall lead. Don't give up pushing on this movement, and you will be blessed by Lord Chaitanya and His divine grace. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada. Thank you.
I'm going to show you something.